Hello, Horror Movie Night. We have a very exciting guest for you today. I've interviewed some of the biggest directors and actors and writers in horror, but they pale in comparison to how excited I am to talk to Greg D'Alessandro, the editor of the Weekly World News. Now, right now, we're in a political time where people are throwing around the term fake news all the time and pointing fingers, but what they should be talking about is the only relevant source for news in the world, and that is the Weekly World News. Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Matt, thank you so much for having us on. Talk about Weekly World News, the world's only reliable news.
It really, truly is. Yeah. No one else, all of these other cowards out there, are so afraid to cover the important things, the bat boys of the world, or, you know, what the aliens are picking for the next president. These are the things that I want to know, and I'm not getting that on some of these other news channels and these news magazines.
Well, yeah, Matt, you know, there's always this cover-up. The government's trying to keep all sorts of things from us. So we're just slowly uncovering. We're the only news outlet that's out there reporting on these stories. You know, the other news outlets might know about them, but they refuse to cover them. We're out here. We're covering them. The stories that people really want to know about.
100%. And I remember even as a kid just walking through, you know, the local grocery store, or for me, it was a place called John's Corner Deli right up on the corner. And every week I would see a new cover and I'd say, I need to know what's happening in the world, because I can tell you what, USA Today wasn't telling me this information.
Oh, no, there is a conspiracy, you know, on certain things. It's true. There is a conspiracy, and they're trying to keep some of this information from you about all sorts of things, about the alien invasion that is actually going on. It's right now among us, and all sorts of these different creatures that we've seen around the country that we've clearly documented. And also, you know, when we started, there were sites of Elvis. We saw Elvis. We proved that Elvis did live for a while after 1977 and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of truth out there that's not being reported on.
Now, they did manage to get you guys out of circulation for a little bit, but I am of the understanding that there is a grassroots ground swelling right now to bring you guys back.
That's right. We are right in the middle right now of running this little Kickstarter to raise some funds. See, we could have went to some corporate, financiers to help fund us and get us started. But we want to go grassroots, take it right to the people, because we don't want to be controlled by anybody. We don't want to be controlled by the government, any corporations or anything like that. We want to go right to the people so we can ensure that what we report on is going to be the truth. So we're running this Kickstarter. It ends this Friday, as a matter of fact, and we're just trying to get as many grassroots truth seekers on board to help us, you know, report on people like Bat Boy and Spy Cat and Bigfoot Hooker and the Alien Headhunters, PhD Ape and P-Law the Alien. There's all sorts of people that are not being reported on. These stories are not being reported on. The Garden of Eden, you know, we found the Garden of Eden in Wyoming.
What?
I mean,
what? In Wyoming?
Yeah, it was discovered in Wyoming. Not only that, we found the original apple. The original apple, and they did some DNA tests on it. It definitely was, it's Adam. Adam took a bite of it, for sure. So that was found in Wyoming.
Now,
you're not hearing about that, are you?
No, this is the first thing. That's huge. That confirms so many things, and you think that you would have such a bigger groundswell of people, especially, you know, the Christians would absolutely love for that confirmation out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of biblical prophecies, but also biblical historical facts that we've uncovered, including Moses, it turns out, had a GPS. And he still got lost for 40 years, but he did have this rudimentary GPS that he was using. And that was found also. That was found in Italy about 5 years ago. So, I mean, these are the kind of things that we want to report on, Matt, you know. And someone like you who understands what is really going on in the world.
Well, and it runs throughout my whole family. He's not here right now, but my co-host has a my brother Brian, who does this podcast with me usually. He's got he's got Bat Boy tattooed on his leg because he wants to make sure that he's letting people know that he's in the know.
He's got it on his leg. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, did Brian ever encounter Bat Boy himself?
No, he was just a big fan, and he was always on the lookout for him because of your magazine.
Wow, that's great. I mean, Bat Boy has been very, you know, misunderstood. We have 450 plus stories about Bat Boy, and no one else has any stories about Bat Boy. You know, 450 stories, and right now, I don't know if you know this, Matt, but Bat Boy is running for president on an independent ticket.
What?
Yeah, I mean, see that they're trying to cover this up for everybody. It's two. We got Bat Boy, and Bigfoot is his vice presidential candidate. Tried to get him on the debates. He's supposed to be on the debate this Thursday, if we can, you know. But they're trying to block him. They're trying to block it.
This is why we got to get rid of that two-party system.
Yeah, he's a strong independent, and right wing, left wing, and he's trying to. You look out for all the mutants out there. And we're all mutants in one way or another. That's how Bat Boy looks at it.
Yeah, I guess with Bat Boy, right wing and left wing mean very different things.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, he wants to bring the right wing and left wing together so we're all one. You know, it's been a rough, you know, we're just covering the campaign, so we're not, like, involved in it. But he's trying. He's out there trying.
Now, when you bring back the Weekly World News, are you planning to bring it back as a full scale? Like, you want print magazines possibly on the racks at my John's Corner Deli? Or is this going to be all digital online now?
Well, you know, we want to do it sort of, I compare it to saying having your MP3s and also, you know, albums are popular again or coming back a little bit, you know. We're going to still be online, still do social media, which we're ramping up. But we also want to go to print because our fans seem to demand it. So that's what we're looking into. We plan on doing it. We want to go monthly at first and then go back to bi-weekly, as it always was.
Yeah, and I think that there's something to be said about it being in print. For starters, it's an iconic, like, your magazine covers have always been iconic and eye-grabbing, which is important to note because if you're a longtime fan of the Weekly World News, one of the tiers is a collection of all of those beautiful covers.
Right. We're putting together a book of the greatest Weekly World News covers, and there's a lot of them. So for over the last 40 years, you know, it was founded in 1979, so we have a lot of covers and a lot of great ones that... that a lot of people love. So we put them all together and you can get them by going onto the Kickstarter.
Now, the flip side that I was going to say is also it needs to be in print because I feel like if the Weekly World News is just exclusively a digital news source, too many people are going to try to claim that your satire, like The Onion or The Hard Times or any of these other things, and we really need to drive home. This is reliable news.
Yeah, that's... Some people get that impression sometimes, and they try and label that satire, but that is not the truth. We are just straight news. We do a lot of investigative reporting. We look into things very carefully. If there's a dolphin with human arms, we don't just take that for granted that someone said we saw a dolphin with human arms. We go and we investigate it. We look into it. We talk to people, like the Lake Erie Monster, too. I mean, you know, some people said that this was... you know, relative to the Loch Ness Monster, some people think it never existed, but we have checked, we have talked to a lot of people who have seen the Lake Erie Monster, and this is all fact. I mean, people can go read about it, and you're absolutely right. I mean, if we have it in print, it's less, you know, deniable. It's like, there it is. The truth come right at you.
Now, how long have you been working with the Weekly World News?
I've been with the Weekly World News about 12 years, and I was a writer first, and I wrote I've probably written 3,000 or 4,000 articles.
Oh, wow.
For Weekly World News. Yeah, there's in the vault, we have over 110,000 articles and 300 characters, you'd say, that we've written about.
colorful characters.
Yeah.
Alien Headhunters, Manigator. Manigator is a very popular character. So, yeah, I started, and then the kind of went online. American Media Inc., that owns National Choir, sold it in 2007 to this investment group in New York. And they ran it till about 2015. It kind of went dormant. And then about 10 months ago, I took over. We were getting ramped up. And now we're fully, you know, launching to come back.
Now, before you wrote for the Weekly World News, I feel like it's safe to assume that you, much like myself, was a reader of the Weekly World News.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was an avid reader. Used to get it, go to the store, supermarket, bring it home, go over it with my mom and dad and run it down. Just you know, we weren't getting any of this news anywhere else. New York Times, and my dad liked to read New York Times. It wasn't like this. This wasn't stuff that really kind of opened your eyes to the way the world really was, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we want to try and do.
Now we'll take some of the fan favorites. Obviously, you know, Bat Boy took on a life of its own outside of the news. Probably the biggest news story the Weekly World News ever reported. So much so that people have made comic books and musicals about Bat Boy, which...
That's right.
Is a positive and a negative. I think it makes people think that Bat Boy is a fictional character when there's that much fictional media about it. But still, it's
right.
A big deal. Do you have any kind of, I would say, lesser remembered headlines that always stuck out to you when you were just a reader of the Weekly World News?
Well, there's some historical headlines, and one of them was about Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln was actually I think the headline was Abe was a babe. So Abe Lincoln was actually a woman. So that, I remember that one. That one stuck out to me a little bit, and I really went deep into that article, reading about how they proved that Abe Lincoln was, in fact, a woman. So that was an interesting story for me, because I like, you know, I like history, reading about Abe. And there's been some characters come. I've always been fascinated by Manigator, which is this half man and half alligator. And they found him in a swamp in Louisiana. But he was not... There was like 200 Manigators. There were these Manigator eggs. And the government was doing this experiment. It was all this genetic experiment. And they went down and they destroyed about 180 of these eggs. There's still like 20 of these Manigators out there. So you got to be on the lookout. And the one Manigator that we actually interviewed, this is like 20 years ago. I think 20 years ago, they interviewed him. And he kind of was like this drinking, partying, kind of Bill Murray type of character.
So I'm glad that you mentioned Manigator, and we've talked about Bat Boy. I do want to throw out there again to the people who are listening and thinking about donating to the Kickstarter, one of the perks is that there are Bat Boy and Manigator action figures now that you can purchase through the Kickstarter,
right.
Correct?
That's absolutely correct. And we have a Bat Boy mask for people that want to wear a mask with the Bat Boy face on it. Manigator, yeah, we have these little action figures that we have this retro Grinch gimmick. This great artist, I would say, created these one of a kind action figures. So they're great. Manigator is very 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 popular character too. As is PhD Ape, Pilod. I don't know if you know Pilod. It was an alien who has counseled a lot of presidents over the years, starting with Ronald Reagan, actually.
Yes, I do remember him, actually.
Yeah, so those are famous covers where Pilod is shaking hands with George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush, and they've all hung up, you know, have pictures of them reading the Weekly World News and holding it up. And Pilod has also counseled Obama, Trump. So he's been around, and he also, we had a cover that I remember where they Pilod was dating Hillary Clinton. That was a little controversial. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember that, actually. That was probably the peak time that I was reading Weekly World News, right there in that kind of late 90s era.
Right.
So the last thing I want to confirm, and I want to make sure that this is the case, what's really made the Weekly World News so important to me and so important to its huge list reader base is that it's not just about the mutants and the freaks out there, and it's not just about the aliens, but it's also about politics, it's about culture, it's about the weird lives of these celebrities that they don't want us to know about. When this when this comes back, we're getting that whole gamut, right? The alien news as well as the, you know, what celebrity secretly has a third nipple news.
Yes, yeah, and so when celebrities that are dating, like Taylor Swift was dating, trying to date Bat Boy earlier in the year, and then she and Sarah Palin was seen with fake, but we have stuff like that. There's a lot of health cures that we talk about, the power of Twinkies and honey and stuff like that. So we have a lot of things, good health advice. And then there's columnists. There's Ed Anger is a columnist we're bringing back. He's about 84 years old now, but he's coming back. He's a very outspoken columnist, right wing, and well, now you know we have his daughter writing too, and she's far left wing. Yeah, so Kim Anger's coming. She's a new one. Kim is and father disagree wholly, but it makes for a good read. And we have, you know, vice columnist Dear Dottie. We have Lester the Typing Horse, also gives some good advice. And we have horoscopes, Sabina Sabek, you know. So we have it's going to have everything. We're trying to bring back the Bigfoot crossword puzzle, too. A lot of people love reading that in the paper.
Well,
and playing along.
Well, if you're listening and you're going, I remember Weekly World News, I remember growing up with that, I do want to see this come back. You've got to go over to Kickstarter, search Weekly World News, and you'll find it. But I'll do you guys one better. In this episode, there's going to be a link. And if you click that link, it'll take you straight to the Kickstarter campaign for the Weekly World News. But what you're also doing is letting them know that you true believers came straight from the Horror Movie Night podcast. So make sure to use that link. Let them know that Horror Movie Night is one of the true allies to the Weekly World News.
Great. Really appreciate that, Matt. Very, very much. Appreciate you having us on. And Bat Boy salutes you and your audience.
I mean,
you have this great audience, and they're all Weekly World News fans, I know. So,
well, I hope that I'm glad that this was the first time we talk, but I certainly hope it's not the last time. As we go through the years of Weekly World News being on our stands, I'd love to sit down with you once a year to talk about the biggest news stories that people may have missed out or something like that, just to keep our audience in the know of what's happening out there.
Well, great. We'd love that. And love to have you, you know, in the pages of Weekly World News too, Matt.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And
we will be back with another regular episode on Friday. But before you listen to that episode, make sure that you go to that Kickstarter and donate, because Friday is the last day that you can save Weekly World News.